The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
Having a healthy, balanced diet is important for any individual, but for the professional athlete or those aspiring to become professionals, it's even more critical. Today on Jadco and You, we explore athlete nutrition and give some tips on how to achieve optimal performance from the foods we eat. Stay tuned. Jadco, as well as the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA, do not endorse the use of nutritional supplements due to the associated risks. Therefore, athletes are advised to consult reputable sport nutritionists or doctors specializing in sport medicine for guidance on building their nutrition without the use of supplements or performance-enhancing substances. Registered nutritionist Dr. Christine Frey-Aiken explains that the nutritional needs of athletes can differ based on certain factors.
You think of the age of the athlete, you think of the gender, whether it's male or female, you think of the type of sports, you also think of the training. Is this a training day? Is it off-season? Is it pre-season? Is this person recovering from surgery or from injury?
Generally, it's recommended that persons eat from a variety of the food groups, such as proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fruits and vegetables, and others. While athletes are encouraged to maintain a balanced diet, their specific needs will determine the proportions. Can athletes get all their dietary needs from the foods they eat? Do they need vitamins, minerals, or other supplements? Dr. Frey-Aiken has the answers.
They can get all of those nutrients from the foods that they eat. What is important is the meals that the athlete is eating has to be put together by someone who knows how to put it together. And that is where you need a qualified individual to do that. Otherwise, that athlete is going to think that he or she needs to go and take supplements.
So take, for example, a healthy female athlete of average height who competes in the sprints. What would her diet look like?
This is a sport of speed and short duration, so she's going to need a lot of carbohydrates. She needs to make sure that she has some amount of protein. She should try as best as possible for it to not be fried, because she needs a small amount of fat.
Or how about a muscular male who competes in weightlifting or bodybuilding and who is recovering from a hamstring injury, for example?
Their diet will look similar to someone who is sprinting, except for the quantities and the amount of protein. So they will need a little more protein. You find that although they are doing a power sport where their muscles are defined and they would need that protein for that, they also need the carbohydrate for that push in order to lift the weight.
One thing that Dr. Frey-Aiken recommends to athletes is that regardless of the nutritional goals they're trying to meet, they must always remember to keep hydrated.
If they are within 2-3% dehydrated, they will not perform as well. So if they have lost 2-3% of their body weight by way of sweating, which would be loss of water, then their performance is going to drop off.
While it's clear that the nutritional needs of athletes will differ, and that is what makes it extremely important that they seek expert advice, there are some general tips that they can bear in mind.
The same way in which you are going through your training with your coach, you also need to go through your diet accordingly. If today is a training day, you need to eat as you would for a competition. This is the only way you will know what works for you. Now, the best way to know is to make sure that you get proper nutrition advice. And proper nutrition advice will come from a sports nutritionist, a sports dietitian, or a dietitian who has experience managing athletes.
To get more information, contact Jadco by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odin Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been Jadco and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.